You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 971, hour number one, April 10th, 2019. And I'm in a vernal mood, so we have a spring theme to start. We'll start with the group Eyeless in Gaza, a track from their 1982 album Drumming the Beating Heart, and this is called Lights of April, featuring Peter Becker and Martin Bates, the nucleus of the band for the past 35 years, 40 years or so. I think they're still around. And we'll follow this with John Cage, performed by Christy Flynn and Sylvia Smith, A Flower. And that comes from the CD of the year, Begins to Be Ripe, from 11 West Records, released in 2008. And this is Intoning Voice from Christy Flynn and Sylvia Smith percussing a closed piano as Cage's score directs. And then we'll follow with one of my favorite industrial groups, Coil. And they have a macabre sense, and so their take on Stravinsky is The Last Rites of Spring. And this comes from a gorgeous album of hellish music called Gold is the Metal with the Broadest Shoulders, released on Threshold House in 1987. And this is electronics and tapes and samples and distortion by Peter Christofferson and John Balance. Don't worry, it's only 2 minutes long. And then we continue again with another take on Stravinsky from Birdsongs of the Mesozoic, excerpts from The Rite of Spring. And this comes from a compilation, Dawn of the Cycads, and that is subtitled The Complete Ace of Hearts Recordings from the 80s, which Ace of Hearts is a erstwhile Boston-based record, and Birdsongs of the Mesozoic is, in my opinion, about the best band Boston ever produced. So we start with this short song, Eyeless in Gaza, Lights of April.
In her face with a finger, marking with love frames, mouthed in glassy, a sharp recollection, a half-forgotten name. Linger, thinking, sleepily stretching upwards. Flickering flames find the vague shadow. All hours and damn the fire. Thumb in the paper bag, sleep pins your eyelids back. Words below. Sleeping on, awaken in her blood. Browse a little more. Running, dancing, letters parade on paper. Thank you.
listening to Martian Gardens. The Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists and other information is martiangardens.blog. This is episode 971, hour number 1, recorded April 10th, 2019. And it's spring, so what we heard just there was Bird Songs of the Mesozoic and excerpts from The Rite of Spring. They seemed to be distilling the essence of the myth of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring in that piece. The myth being at the 1913 premiere, the pagan primitivism sent the Parisian audience into a riotous frenzy. I like to think of it as the first metal show, the first mosh pit, but that romantic fantasy has been dispelled by music scholars. And it was more like the audience was laughing at a tiki puppet show. So I regret the myth of the Rite of Spring that I loved so well. Turns out not to be true. But I still love the piece and what Bird Songs of the Mesozoic did with it. Excerpt from The Rite of Spring, performed by BCOTM, Roger Miller, Eric Lindgren, Martin Swope, and Rick Scott in this lineup, with extra percussion from Michael Cohen, recorded at Downtown Sounds in Boston in 1983. That originally appeared on the Magnetic Flip EP, released on Ace of Hearts Records back in 1984. And then the label Cuneiform Records, back in 2008, reissued what they called the Complete Ace of Hearts Recordings, 1983 through 1987, under the name Dawn of the Cycads. Bird Songs of the Mesozoic, excerpts of The Rites of Spring. We go back, starting off, Eyeless in Gaza, Lights of April, and that was from Drumming the Beating Heart, released in on Cherry Red Records in 1982, reissued with another album on the same CD, Pale Hands I Loved So Well, both released originally in 82, and reissued on CD in 96, and I think reissued a couple of times more over the past 22 years. We continued with Sylvia Smith performing John Cage, A Flower, and that comes from The Year Begins to Be Ripe, which was released on Sylvia Smith's own label, 11 West Records, in 2008. That was intoning voice from Christy Finn, with Sylvia Smith playing the closed piano, as Cage's score instructs. Cage wrote that in 1950. That was recorded at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. And after Sylvia Smith and Christy Finn performing John Cage's A Flower, we heard electronic music from Coil, C-O-I-L, Coil, a great industrial experimental group that practiced a lot of paganism themselves. And they called their rendition of Stravinsky The Last Rites of Spring. And that comes from Gold is the Metal with the Broadest Shoulders, or simply truncated to Gold is the Metal. And that was released in 1987 on Threshold House. And then again, ending Bird Songs of the Mesozoic, excerpts from The Rite of Spring. Well, we'll continue with another spring piece, Primavera Che Non Vi Rincresca. And that's roughly Spring That Does Not Regret You. And that's by the composer Lorenzo Ferrero, who is a prolific composer and librettist and author. He occasionally uses electronic accompaniment in his pieces. This one was conceived and written while he was studying at the Institut International de Musique Électroacoustique de Bourges, which was called something else in 1972. And this is the only piece that I know of by Ferrero that was purely for electroacoustics on tape. And this comes from a compilation of IMEB pieces from 1972 through 2002 called Les Saisons, The Seasons, and it runs about 18 minutes. I haven't got much other information on the piece itself, but that's what we'll hear. Primavera che non vi rincresca. Pardon my Italian. This is, again, the composer Lorenzo Ferrero. And we'll be back in 18 minutes. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 971. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Lorenzo Ferrero and a piece called Primavera che non vi rincresca, Spring that does not regret you. And that was one of the many tape pieces released on Les Saisons, 30th anniversary special release on the IMDb label. From 1972 through 2002, and that was from 1972, the only strictly electroacoustic piece that I know of from Lorenzo Ferrero, and I haven't got the information on the sound sources for that piece, unfortunately, but we will continue with more music featuring a voice and a respiration with Chaya Cernowan, Israeli-American composer, who I believe is still a professor at Harvard. And what we'll hear is a piece from 2015, which is called Adiantum Capillis Veneris, which is the Latin for the maidenhair fern, and it's in three parts, described as etudes in fragility for voice and breath, and we'll hear part two of that. And this was released on Vergo CD from 2018, and what I've got here is a digital download of it. And this is music featuring the mezzo soprano Inbal Hever, who performs both the soprano, the voice, and the respirations. Music recorded it at the Concert Music Hall in Cologne in April of 2016. And this is amplified, because it's very quiet. It's amplified both on the recording, and I've taken the liberty of amplifying it a bit more. And we'll follow Chaya Cernowan and the Maidenhair Fern piece with Pierre-Yves Artaud performing Paul Mifano's piece for amplified contrabass flute called Tre Suspendus. And that's on a release of Pierre-Yves Artaud performing contemporary flute music. Released on Numa Records in 1992. And that shall wind down the hour, just about. This is hour number one of Martian Gardens, episode 971, recorded April 10th, 2019, Chaya Cernowan. And once again, this is part two of Adiantum Capillis Veneris, Maidenhair Fern. You're listening to Martian Gardens, and here we go with Chaya Cernowan to wind down the hour.
Thank you.